You like passing through that place you haven't seen for a long time. Walking, solving problems analogous to building pyramids or, for example, finding a street that reminds you of a dream of a street lit by the eye you keep on your watch, out of sight. Almost time to breathe. In a world turned to stone, you prepare itineraries locating museums, basements, archives, and journalists in case memory forgets to write. You prefer the capital kept in your lower case under stairs of a city railway. Nothing inhuman about that idea. Taxis are expensive. You try to be carried on the verge of tears, losing touch with houses where friends once lived, each roof a winter garden. You laugh at the temperature of another hemisphere, that part of the urban brain exercised by those who arrived a few corners before you. You note pressure and force, a line break. That's living, you say. Pulsing with nostalgia, your small village on the company calendar peers into lanes with parmesan, olives, parking meters, as if knowing what to find in morsels of space. In a mineral universe, you cast yourself as a monument in each district, plinthed on the unanswerable questions you refuse to ask.